This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. You know the importance of annual blood work for yourself. The same goes for your pets. A popular pet directory for everything pets. And healthy pet treats in a new convenient size. Plus, multiple uses for a popular pet grooming product. That's what's on our show today. Stay tuned. Hi, Monica. I know we talk about the importance of things to do like kind of like on a regular basis, but sometimes I think we get into a regular routine and we might forget things, but this is something that's really important. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the importance of blood work?
Yes, we always stress to our clients the importance of having annual blood work. Blood work, they think, you know, oh, he's doing fine. He doesn't need it. And we had a case actually that unfortunately the dog just passed away. But we found out that the dog had kidney disease and the dog, they had no clue. It was early enough but it wasn't early enough. It was low enough to where the dog was not showing a huge amount of signs to the owner. And that was 2 weeks ago. The dog came in for his annual vaccines. Dr. Reinhardt talked to them about the importance of having a baseline, especially in a senior pet, how once a year we should be checking, you know, the kidney, the liver, looking for diabetes, doing a CBC profile. CBC profiles will tell you their platelet counts. It can also, you know, looking at the white blood cell count can be indicative of infections. It can also show you, for example, if you had like high lymphocytes or monocytes, it can look for suggestions that you may have tumorous issues, things of that nature. So there's a lot of telltale signs that you can catch early by having an annual blood screen done. And when you do it annually, you start out with your baseline of where the pet was, and then you can see from year to year where those values go, what's increasing, what's decreasing, where they are they staying the same. Then you have the opportunity, let's say, you know, if the kidney values are slowly increasing from year to year, then you have the opportunity when you see that early enough to get on supplements or changing the diet to where you can kind of counteract some of that. So back to the case that I had started with, it was a really, 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 really nice lab. Been here forever. They came in for their annual vaccines 2 weeks ago and had no clue there was anything wrong with the dog. And we found the dog to be in total kidney failure when we ran the blood work. Started fluids. Started some medication, and unfortunately, 2 weeks later, now the dog, you know, unfortunately passed away. And we didn't have enough time to really, you know, treat it and, you know, tried to give that owner more time with their pet. And they had no clue, and they are very good pet owners. They always watched the dog very closely, and the dog just was asymptomatic. It did not show a lot of signs of having any kidney issues. And lo and behold, just because they were running a well check, you know, because she was in for her vaccines, and they said, oh, yeah, you know, you're right, doc. You know, let's run blood work again. It's been a year. And that's what we found. And unfortunately, that happens way too often. So I always talk to people about how vitally important that is for their pets. Senior pet awareness is really big. September, October, they celebrate it. A lot of offices, I know ours included, they do specials sometime on packages. So I just tell people, you know, talk to your veterinarian, ask them if they're doing any preventative specials. If you have a senior pet, you really should be seeing a veterinarian twice a year. All of our pets that are six and up come in twice a year. They come in once a year, they get their vaccines. The next visit, you know, is just an additional exam. And then at that time, you can talk about, you know, blood work or, you know, any issues you've had, things of that nature. But really, you know, it's not the same for every pet as far as aging. I know we've talked about this in the past. It's not like, you know, you could multiply whatever age they are by 7 and come up with exactly how old your dog is. You know, the smaller dogs don't age quite as much as the big dogs. You know, big dogs have a much shorter lifespan than smaller dogs. The breed, the size, that all has to do with how quickly our pets are aging. So definitely talking to your veterinarian about when your pet does become a senior, getting them on senior diets, supplements, and running that blood work annually just to make sure that you're not surprised by something that could sometimes be prevented or prolonged if you've known about it earlier.
Well, I'm 100% in agreement with you because we had something like that, you know, years ago where, in fact, it was with Doc and it was the importance of the blood work. And we found something in that, which was not a, you know, it was something that it wasn't an annual thing. He just said, how about if we just run, it was like a 6-month thing, and we're going, oh, okay. And we found something. So it's amazing what you can find when you do this blood work, and to do it, especially with a senior pet every 6 months. I am a firm believer in it, and I thought it was, you know, as with you, very important to bring up at this time.
Yeah, and, you know, an ounce of prevention, that's always what we say, and especially in a senior animal. If it's, you know, something that is cost prohibitive to everybody, just know that when your pet becomes a senior, you definitely need to start preparing for that expense. Even adult dogs, you know, is recommended. You know, once they're 3-4 years of age, you know, running that, because it's amazing. We had a case that the dog was 4 years old, and she's noticed that the dog was drinking a little bit more, not thing too big, but they came in for the annual. And they actually, we actually found out that the kidneys were a little high. It wasn't high enough to show any significant side effects, and it wasn't high enough to show that the kidney was failing, but it was higher than it should be for a dog of that age. And so then we knew there was something going on. And so Doc, you know, kind of started talking to the client, you know, how is, you know, the living at home? Do you have, you know, a lot of raccoons or, you know, squirrels, things like that? And you're, because they had lived in an area that had a decent amount of land. And when he had learned that information, you know, immediately he knew, test this dog for leptospirosis. And lo and behold, the dog had leptospirosis and it was causing damage to the kidney. So that would have been fatal, you know, within a short time frame if that wasn't picked up on. And it was the smallest little minute thing that, you know, and it wasn't the leptospirosis that caused the water intake. It was the damage it was doing to the kidney. And the damage it was doing to the kidney, even though she was not in kidney failure at that point, was enough to start showing the dog was drinking a little bit more than normal. And, you know, we found that 4-year-old dog never would have thought that, you know, it would, and it was a smaller breed dog too. So at 4 years old, those kidneys should not, you know, really be elevated at that point. So it just kind of shows, you know, the importance of running that, establishing a baseline and kind of looking into things. Cause when you see things that are a little high at certain ages, obviously there's something that, you know, is brewing there. So it, you know, sometimes it takes a little more research to get in there.
Well, as always, you bring us a great tip. And of course, this tip is the importance of annual blood work. And if you're a senior, if you have a senior pet, you may want to do it even twice a year. So Monica, thank you very much. This is a great, great, great tip.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Coming up next, a popular pet and service directory turns 20 years old.
You know that feeling when you go to clean the litter box and it's a complete disaster? Yeah, we've got you covered. Introducing World's Best Cat Litter Zero Mess, the advanced litter that gives you 2 times better clumping and more odor control with less litter. Zero Mess combines the concentrated power of corn with super absorbent plant fibers. Translation, scoop once and you're done. Find it at a pet store near you and save $2. Visit www.saveonworldsbest.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. And we are here with Dave Deasy, publisher of Pet Pages, and Charlie Hamilton, sales manager of the Manatee County area, pretty much the face of the Manatee County area for Pet Pages. And before we start, I have to tell my story because it's been almost, 20 years that I've had you guys on the show, so I have to start back, and I tell the story every year. For those of you that are new, we're nationwide now, so for those of you that are new, you have to hear my story. I tell it all the time. About, it had to be almost 20 years ago, I was sitting in my vet's office. I still go to that vet, and Charlie brought in some magazines, and it was when I first moved down here. And I didn't know where anything was. I just barely found this vet. And I was watching him, and he was putting something into a rack. And it was like a little magazine. And I'm going, what is that? So as soon as he left, I went over and I scoped it out. And I said, oh my gosh, this little thing called Pet Pages. And I opened it up. I needed at the time a groomer. I needed a where to find holistic pet food. I needed to find a pet sitter. And I not only needed to find it, but everyone who relocated from other states to this company I was working with needed to find it also. So I grabbed the magazine, waited till I was done with my appointment because I was just meeting the vet, and I took a whole bunch of the magazines and I threw them into my trunk. And I took them back to where I worked and I gave them out to everybody and I said, you're not going to believe what I found. I found this great magazine. It's called Pet Pages. And they're all looking at it, and of course, nobody ever had this where we used to live. We went through it. We thought it was so great. And then I went back and I got more, and I started giving them out. Charlie's probably going, where's all these magazines going? And I started to refer it to my pet Bible. So for years, I referred to my pet Bible. Then in 2003, 2004, we started our show, and one of the first guests I wanted to have on was Dave and Charlie, and we had them on, and it has been a pleasure for me to have them on ever since. And now that we are nationwide, I'm introducing you to the world. Welcome, guys.
Good morning, Sue. It's great to be back with you here again.
Oh, David, so happy to have you. And Charlie, it's great to have you, too.
Thanks for having us back, Sue. A pleasure as always.
Hope you don't think I was stalking you that day. You didn't
Certainly
even know
not.
I was watching.
Certainly
you never
not.
Know
no.
who's watching. You That's just never know who's watching.
That's exactly right.
Now, Dave, this is like a really big year. I mean, every year is a big year, but and I call Dave, just for those of you that don't know, there are those of you that listen all the time, but I call Dave my rock star in the pet world because of what this is, just such a phenomenal magazine. But tell us about what's coming up, because this is a really big year for you guys.
Yes, Sue, and it's hard to believe. This upcoming issue, which comes out every year, it comes out right after Christmas, around the first of the year. This will be our 20th annual edition. And it's hard to believe it's been that long. We started it such a long time ago, and it's just built up over the years, and we've accumulated quite a following in all these years. And we're making this a very special edition for all of our loyal readers that have been with us all this time.
Now, for the readers who are the listeners who are out there who are not familiar with your magazine, it is available online, and there's a lot of stuff that's on there because it's a Florida-based magazine, but it is in other places. But so can you just tell us a little bit about Pet Pages?
Yes, and it's especially relevant now that you have a worldwide audience. Mm-hmm. We've always had the book online as well under petpages.com. When people go to the website, they just click on the picture of the magazine, and then they could scroll through the book page by page. And the nice thing about that is all of the advertisers, all of our supporters and sponsors are linked to their websites when you click on their ad in the online edition. So you go directly to their websites. But basically, we include complete and accurate information not found anywhere else, and it's all organized in an A through Z format, so it's very user-friendly, and people that have pets could find everything they need locally in our edition. And for people that are not in the Florida market, we also have about 7 other editions east of the Mississippi. We have 3 books up in the Ohio area. We're in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Atlanta and Louisville, Kentucky. So all of these editions are available at different pet locations in those cities. And for people that are not in one of those cities, they could always access the information online for any one of those editions.
And also, for people who want to look at it, you just to view it, there are different articles in there. There's health-related articles. There's different things that are in the magazine itself.
Yes, it's basically a directory, like I say, A through Z, animal hospitals, all the way to the end of the alphabet, and then a lot of the veterinarians that that sponsor the book also write articles, help articles for people with pets. So people could. It's always our mission has always been to promote the animal community and to help the animal community through education and awareness. So many people take the time to write these articles so people at home could help their animals. And it's been a big success, and it's just built up over the years. And Charlie, why don't you say a few words about that as well?
Just to reiterate what Dave said, it's a primary reference and resource guide for anything animal-related. There are articles in there that are written, again, by some of the local veterinarians and folks in the area. And then there are some articles written by some national veterinarians and national sources. There are reoccurring items in there, and people always ask about the Rainbow Bridge. That's one of our very popular ones that we reproduce each year. There's also another one called A Note from the Bridge that is done from the dog's perspective. So many people.
And it will definitely.
Well, yes, again, there
very, oh my gosh.
There are
beautiful
articles in there that will bring a smile to your face, and there's articles like that that will bring a tear to your eye.
I love it. So, it's lovely.
It's again, very informative, and all of the articles have good practical information that you can do as a pet owner, and things, for instance, we have a veterinarian that has written about emergency medicine, what constitutes an emergency, what you need to be on the lookout for, when it would be time to take your animal to the emergency clinic, or what can be handled at home. So just a wealth of information about the care of your particular animal.
Now, before we get into, because I really want to get into the 20th anniversary edition, there's probably so many people listening going, wow, what an I didn't think of this. What was your inspiration for this? Because I have to tell you, it's the perfect size. It goes right in my glove compartment. You know, and it also has, like, if you want to live in apartments, pet-friendly apartments, it has pet-friendly, you know, it has pet-friendly everything for people who are, it has rescues, it has so many things in it. So people are probably going, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that? So what was your inspiration to do this?
Well, Sue, I had always had a background in the marketing and advertising field. And a couple of years after I arrived in Florida, I started looking to create a business that wasn't being done anywhere else. And having been a lifelong animal lover, I thought, well, maybe I could do something related to animals. And then I thought, gee, Yellow Pages was always a very successful publication, and I thought, well, we should have a specialized booklet with a Yellow Page format just for people's pets. And I guess nobody ever thought of it before because animals can't read, but their owners can. And this was about the same time, late 90s, when animals started to be regarded more so as part of the family rather than just a pet to stick in a doghouse or have their spot in, you know, their place in the house. So with that family orientation, I thought, I'm going to put together a book just for pet owners to help their animals thrive in their home environment. And I shopped the idea around to some different veterinarians in town, some pet food shops, and everybody I talked to just loved the idea. So we put this book together, and it's just grown every year since 1997. And I didn't have a crystal ball back then, but to imagine 20 years later still be going strong, it's been very gratifying to be able to make a living and help animals at the same time. I hope that will be one of my legacies when I'm gone.
Oh, it's definitely your legacy, Dave. And it's something that it's like a part of our community, and I'm sure it's a part of the other communities where all of these, you know, it's grown and gone over various parts of the country. And while I'm thinking of that, these can be franchised
Yes, we have distributorships available. We have many, many cities around the country that would benefit from having a publication like this. We have a very, on our website, petpages.com, we have a little button where people could look up distributorship information, and we include full training and sample copies of the books, and it's a very easy thing to get started in a pet-friendly community. So for any animal lovers in San Francisco or Phoenix or Dallas, wherever they might be, that would love to have a book like this, we could help put them in business right away.
And it's so simple because you put everything together for them. It's like...
It's a cookie cutter
format.
Yes.
It's sitting there. It's there.
Yes. All the distributor has to do is go out and talk to the different animal businesses about getting involved, and then we help them put the whole thing together from there. And every distributor that we've had has been successful with this. There's been no failures yet.
That's wonderful. Now, if someone is considering doing this, because I know when I'm going back to the day I saw Charlie and I went and I grabbed the magazine, I go, why didn't I think of this? But I'm sure that someone who would be interested in looking into this, because it is a great product, and I'm sure that their communities would love them for doing this. How would they do that? Would they just get in touch with you?
Yes, on the website we have contact information. They would give me a call, and we would talk on the phone and try to determine if it was a good fit for them. And if everything was amicable at that point, we would move forward with it. And they'd pretty soon have a magazine in their hometown. It's funny, we get people that vacation here in Florida all the time, and I'll get phone calls, and somebody will say, "Hey, I'm here visiting from Minneapolis, and I had to go to the vet's office with my pet, and I picked up a copy of your Pet Pages, and I read it cover to cover. I couldn't put it down." And then the next question is, when are you coming to Minneapolis? And I tell them, well, as soon as we find a distributor for that area, you'll see a book in your hometown. So it's a very common theme. I get a call like that at least once a month.
And I'm telling you, when I go back to when I first saw Charlie that day, almost 20 years ago, when I brought it back to the people that I knew, they were like, oh, well, I never had this where we were. And we were from New York, Massachusetts, Chicago, all different places. We're going, we never had anything like this. And it was just like so ingenious because of the size. What's the size dimensions on this?
Well, it's called digest size. It's about 8.5 inches by 5.5 inches, and that makes it very convenient to carry around with mm-hmm. you. You can put it in your pocketbook, or you can keep it in the glove compartment of your car and have it for ready reference if you're out on the road and you need something for your animals. You don't have to wait until you get home to find it. It'll be with you at all times.
That's why it's so perfect. I mean, just went right into the glove compartment of my car, and except for the ones that I stashed in the trunk of my car. But for those of you, while we're talking, you can go to www.petpages.com if you want to start looking. But I want to also get into one of the things that we want to talk about, which is the big thing, which is the your 20th anniversary edition, which you have something really neat that you're doing, which is personal, that I think is unique. And it's a lot about what you guys are about. I'll let you talk about it.
Okay.
But it's something very personal and something that that I want to be a part of that. I think it's great.
Okay.
I think that everyone's going to want to be a part of, because not only do we want to be a part of your 20th anniversary edition, but it's something that means a lot that you'd even think of doing this. It's
okay.
Great.
Well, I'll tell you, Sue, it's like having a large family out there, because mm-hmm. over the last 20 years, we've developed a lot of very loyal readers. And people call up as early as November and start saying, when's the new one coming out? When's the new one going to be on the streets? And we wanted to find a way to thank all of our readers that have been following us all this time. So we decided that in this upcoming 20th special edition, we've invited all of our readers to submit photos of their favorite pets, along with a caption, pretty much the pet's first name and then their last names. And we're printing all of those personal pet photos in our 20th edition. So there's probably going to be a couple of hundred of them in there at least.
That's great.
And,
Or more.
And people are very excited about it. And that makes it a true keepsake edition for everybody mm-hmm. that has a photograph in there. And I'll tell you, just for a minute, I'd love for Charlie to share his story with your listeners about how we first met and how he first found out about Pet Pages. And Charlie's been with me since the inception of when the first book came out.
Charlie, and that says a lot about you two guys, by the way, because and everyone that's been with you has been with you for a long time. Your staff has been with you for a very long time, and that says a lot about you, Dave. It says a lot about you too, Charlie, because you guys have a great working relationship, and being in this industry, it's I know it's difficult, and it says a lot about you guys. And you know.
Yeah, Mary couldn't be here today. Know. Everybody knows Mary Fab.
Mary Fab.
And it's like the movie. Everybody loves Mary.
Everybody loves Mary.
but Charlie made it today. And like I say, let me pass the mic over to Charlie. He could tell us his story about how we first got together.
This was back in 1998, as I recall. Dave had just come out with the first edition. I was certainly unaware of it, but I picked it up, looked at it, said, well, my, what an intriguing magazine here. I'd never seen anything like it, and thought to myself, well, this would be a very interesting thing to get involved in. So I called him on the phone, told him I was a big-time animal lover, had a sales background, and it seemed like the perfect marriage. So he gave me a shot, and I've been with him here for 19 years. So Dave's a terrific boss to work for. Those of you in sales out there can sympathize with the amount of paperwork and reports and so forth that have to be turned in on a daily, monthly, weekly basis. That was one very attractive thing about Dave. He didn't have all those silly reports that had to be filled out like that. You just went out, worked, did your job, and that was it. So that was another very attractive thing. And by George, he still does it the same way to this day. And I don't miss filling out any kind of daily, monthly, and weekly reports. And one other thing that I wanted to mention, too, was Dave donates space in the magazine to all of the local and national rescue groups here, breed specifics a lot of times. If somebody is looking for a beagle or a basset hound or a shepherd or a Doberman or something, if there's a rescue adoption organization for that, they'll be listed in there where they can contact them directly if somebody is interested in getting a breed-specific dog or cat. There's also information in there about our local animal shelters, our humane societies, our SPCA, our animal services units that are invaluable, again, for people who want to take advantage of those services.
Well, and to comment on that, both of you, Charlie, I know I've seen you at a number of events, and Dave, I see you at a number of events throughout the years. You're both very, very involved in the rescue community. You're both involved in the general animal community, which it's an honor for me to work with you, you know, year after year after year, and it was very important for me to even get to know you when I started doing this, when I was a newbie doing this, because you're like part of the face of what goes on out there. You're an integral part of the community. From that, and when you grew throughout the nation, I mean, you're all over the place. You have a lot of magazines in different parts of the country. It's great to see success, and you talk about the paperwork, and, you know, you talk about different things, but it's, you have the pattern, and you have the whatever it is that you've got going, it's successful. Whatever it is you have going, it's, you're doing it with passion. And whatever it is you have going, you guys love it, and it shows. And it's for the animal, and it's for the pet parents. It's for the people in the pet animal business. It's for the rescues. It's all there. And whatever you're doing, it shows. And that's why this 20th anniversary edition, the fact that you're doing it, that people can send their pets pictures to be part of your 20th anniversary. All of us in the Pet Pages family world, who we've been with you for years, it's like an honor to be a part of it.
Well, thanks, Sue. And that's right. I mean, it's all about the passion that we all share for our pets.
Mm-hmm.
And people that have pets get it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people that don't have animals, they don't even pick up the magazine. They have no interest in animals. They walk right by it.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody that is an animal lover, they see our magazine, they grab it up, and they want it. They want to keep it and share it with other animal lovers. And that's what's kept us going all these years, is just our common love for animals.
I still pick up multiple copies, by the way.
Give them to everybody you know.
It's like you said, it's like a Yellow Pages for, it's like a little directory. It's not like a typical magazine. You know, things are in alphabetical order. You're going to find what you want. You're going to find your groomers. You're going to find your rescues. You're going to find your, if you want to find a humane society, a horse rescue, an animal shelter, a cat rescue, whatever it is that you want. You're going to find me in there.
Yep. That's that user-friendly aspect, yes, I mentioned earlier. We have a table of contents in the front of the book. And every type of category, from acupuncture to animal hospitals to animal welfare organizations to dog breeders, daycare, microchipping, massage, spaying and neutering, veterinarians, everything's organized alphabetically. And then we have page numbers so people could turn right to that page and find what they're looking for. And the beautiful thing, too, is a lot of the advertising that we have in here, we're called a creative format because people might not be looking for, say, acupuncture or animal massage. They might have never even considered it for their pets. But in the course of reading the magazine, mm-hmm, they'll stumble across it and say, wow, maybe that'll help my dog. And that'll create business for our sponsors. And that's what keeps it all going. And if they are looking for something specifically, say, daycare or a dog wash, or dog waste removal for, mm-hmm, the yard, they will see that in here as well, and they'll be able to access the people they need right away.
Well, I think that what you guys are doing, and it's kind of like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You've got a format, you've got a formula that works, you've got a following that is loyal and loves you and loves what you do, and the love and the passion that you have for what you do definitely comes through in the pages. And you know, I'm so happy that, you know, I'm going to get my girls and I want them to be a part of the edition also. So
I can't wait.
Edition. Yeah.
You know, any readers' photos should just be emailed to DaveDeacy@gmail.com. That's DaveDeacy @gmail.com. And we will print every submission that we receive.
Now, is there a time, what I wanted to ask was, do they have to be in by a certain time? Or
as long as we have them by the end of November, they will appear
great.
In the 2018 edition.
That's great. And for people who are looking to be sponsors, advertisers, people who want to come into the magazine as sponsors and advertisers?
Our phone number is 941-378-5353. They can give us a call, and either Charlie or myself will be glad to get back to them and make it happen. You know, it's funny you mentioned the format of the magazine. It really hasn't changed much over the years. We've added a lot of different features.
Yes.
But our very first edition, we had a color cover, but the inside was on newspaper type of quality, mm-hmm, paper. And inside was black, mm-hmm, and white with,
yep,
maybe one spot color. And by the second or third year, we went to four color glossy, mm-hmm, because, like I said, this was an instant success. I had no idea it was going to go over as well as it did. And then we just took the ball and ran with it and built it up year by year and expanded it from there.
It's a staple in our house, and I'm sure, and I know it's a staple in a bunch of people's houses, and you guys are a staple in our lives, and I'm so glad that we got to have this meeting today, because I'm so glad that we got to talk about the 20th. Look at Olive looking at me going,
well, we could all look forward
so
to this happy reunion every year.
Yes, we love doing this every year. We're so excited. Huh, Olive, you're saying, happy 20th anniversary.
Your girls look pretty excited, too.
Yeah, you are. They're very excited. They're very excited to see you guys.
I think they know their pictures are going to be included.
I think that they do. Olive's already posed them. She's already posed. She's ready to go.
She's a cutie.
Oh, thanks. Look, she's all ready. She's okay. I'm ready to go. I'm camera ready. So for that, let's get out the contact information again. For those who want to learn more about you, Dave, or you, Charlie, or how to get in touch with you guys, where can they go?
First step would be to go to petpages.com. And if they want to contact us directly by phone, it would be 941-378-5353. And that would be a great starting point right there.
And for those of you that have the magazine, I want you to go to page 71, Because in that, you're going to see, send us your pet pictures, and it's going to tell you all about what you need to do to enter your precious fur babies or your little feathered babies or your guild babies or whatever it is you want to put in to the 20th annual edition, which is coming out in January of 2018. I think it's so exciting. And congratulations, guys. And it's been an honor for us to be a part of this. As I said, I always say Dave's my rock star. My rock star of the animal world.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you again for having us, Sue. It's been a real pleasure, and we look forward to continuing this for many, many years to come here.
We're in it to win it. Thanks, guys, and thank you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared and she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Hi, Doggy Diva Show listeners. Susan Marie here to take just a half a minute to let you know how much we appreciate your being with us every week to hear great dog tips you can use with your pet, some great stories about rescues, fostering, and some heartwarming stories about second chances for pets who are now in loving forever homes. Be sure to go to our website, thedoggydiva.com, to see pictures of Miss Olive and other dogs we talk about on the show and get to know us a little better. That's thedoggydiva.com, D-O-G-G-Y. We appreciate your feedback, too. Okay, let's get back to the show. Up next, healthy dog treats, now in a smaller pocket size.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and we have with us today Kelly Eisen, founder and director of happiness of Einstein Pets. Einstein Pet products are created with love and passion, and Miss Olive devours these yummy treats with love and passion. And me, I'm comforted as a pet parent, knowing that they are made with pure, simple, healthy, delicious, and nutritious ingredients. And we are here to welcome Kelly because you have some great news for us today.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me. I love that you have it nailed down exactly who we are.
I know.
Simple ingredients, all easy to read. We do have great news, and thank you so much for allowing us to come on to your show and talk about it. But we are launching at the big pet expo in Las Vegas called Super Zoo.
Super Zoo.
It really is a zoo, everybody. It's crazy out there. And I've met a lot of your listeners. They've attended the show and they've come by our booth to say hi. But we are launching a new sized bag of our Einstein Pets treats, and they are a 2 ounce bag, and they're for the on-the-go treat. They're amazing. Don't you think they look great?
I gotta tell you something. I put a little Ziploc, and I take my little treats, and I put them because I bring them for Olive, and then, you know, for Olive, I have to crunch everything up, and I told you before, I use your treats as toppers.
Right.
And for those of you that don't know what toppers are, I'm sure those of you that listen to me regularly know I crunch up the little treats, Kelly's little treats, and I put them on top of my girls' food because, and we'll get into some of the ingredients that you have in them, because they're so good for the girls. But this, I have a little baggie that I take with me, and I put it in Olive's carrier, in their little pouch in her carrier, because for little our days here at the studio, or when we're shopping, or when we're out, or when we're at a restaurant where she can have little human food, she takes our little, I take out the little treat, but you have taken, and you got like a little junior bag, a little 2-ounce bag. I don't have to do that anymore. And they it's are. Even got the little Ziploc top here, so I don't have to worry about it opening up, crumbling all over my purse, crumbling all over the carrier. You have like thought up everything for us pet parents.
We did.
And the design of the bag is beautiful.
Oh, thank you. We really took the feedback of our store owners as well as the end user of our treats, and we listened, and that's the key. We're always looking to change as needed, but not just make changes unnecessarily. But the bag itself is amazing, because the feedback we're getting from the bags that we've handed out just for people to do some testing for us is that it's exactly what they've been looking for. They want an on-the-go bag. They want to be able to just grab a bag and go and be able to seal it up in the car, in their backpack, in their hiking gear, whatever they're doing. It makes it easy for the pet parent. And you spoke about something earlier about toppers. Mm-hmm. So we don't specifically make a topper, but it's our treats are so easy to break, but they don't break in the bag. So the great thing is a lot of pet parents will do exactly what you do, which is crumble it on top, mm-hmm. because of the chia. Chia is such That's an amazing yeah. superfood, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are starting to understand what chia seed can do for them. And we wanted to give people who didn't want to buy a large 8-ounce bag the ability to buy a 2-ounce on the go. So it will be made available right after Super Zoo, July 25th. They will be sold to stores, and stores can start selling it to the consumers.
I think that that's so great, because your standard size bags are awesome. And
Thank
of
you.
Course, for pet parents just to have them at the house, they're great treats and they're so healthy. They've got terrific ingredients and they're very digestible and they're so healthy. And as I said, I take a couple and I'll just like crumble them in like a paper towel, and then I just like scatter them on top of the food, and mine love it. They just love it.
It's such a, the flavor is so great. You know, when we moved to the heart-shaped treat from the round
which
circle.
Which makes it so easy to break.
That's it. Yeah. And so you're getting the exact mm-hmm. same treat from the 8-ounce as it is in the 2-ounce. Mm-hmm. So there's no difference. It's just the 2-ounce bag. And the great thing is that you can buy this at the stores. It'll be available for $5.95 per bag, if not slightly higher than that. But we will start selling it to the stores, and we're excited about it. I think it's a great thing for customers. They've been asking for it. Stores have been asking for it, because they want to be able to open up a bag, but they don't want to open up the big bag. So store owners can take the 2-ounce, open it up, and share it with the customers. And we say this, try it.
And that's perfect, because when you come into the store, sometimes they're telling, you know, they're offering you little treats for your
yes.
pet. I mean, Olive has no teeth, but Olive gets offered treats a long time. And I have to tell you, I have to bite into some of the treats that people give at me, because I have to mush them up for her. And your treats are healthy treats that I bite into.
They are. And, you know, we created a special manufacturing process. Mm-hmm. And that process is that our treats are less dense. So it allows us to create a treat that is less dense, low in calorie, mm-hmm. but the flavor's there.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
and humans are eating our product. You know, it's definitely made for a dog or cat. We've seen cats eat this. We don't market to the cat community, but a lot of cats do eat our treats.
Oh, yeah. Equal
because
opportunity.
That's right.
Yeah. Canine, feline. Now, but you got to ask about these flavors, because they're so delicious. And I know that mine, there's two that mine love, but let's give out the flavors, because they're so good.
So you tried the black and whites? That
yes.
was our newest one mm-hmm. we launched. So a lot of people are really loving that. So let's talk about the flavors. We have our original flavor that we launched when we launched the company, and that was the peanut butter and jelly time. And that, I have to say, is our number one bestseller. Always has been from day one. And then we also have our pumpkin time, which is great for the dogs, for the digestive system,
mm-hmm.
as all our products are, right? Because we make it with oat flour. It's the base. It's easy on the digestive system. It's great for dogs that are having problems. And that's every one of our flavors. So pumpkin time is definitely with the pumpkin. It's great to ease the stomach. And
great topper, by the way.
Yeah, it is, right? The flavors there, mm-hmm. the cinnamon, the honey. Mm-hmm. And then we have sweet potato, which, surprisingly enough, sweet potato has really been doing really well for us. It's become our second top flavor. Wow. People are starting to see that you can really see the cranberries in there, and people are loving the sweet potato and what it can do for them and what it offers from a superfood ingredient. And then we have our turkey thyme, which is a great flavor as well, because we have our whole wheat turkey in there, and people are loving the peanut butter that we put in there and the chia seed and banana. So the banana, what did we talk about? We call it turkey thyme, but it's just like the Elvis sandwich.
Yeah, I love it.
And then we talked about the black and whites that we have, and that is great because people wanted something sweet to give to their dogs at the same time that they were having a great dessert. And so you can now. It's carob powder, honey, mm-hmm. And it's a nice little sweet treat to give to your pet while you're having your dessert.
And they love it.
They do love it. Mm-hmm. And then I know I forgot one of our treats, and I do this every time. We talked about with the pumpkin, the sweet potato.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha coconut.
Which is
how
their
could I forget? Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot. Mm-hmm. So yes, cha-cha coconut, and it is crazy for coconut, mm-hmm. right? It really is.
They love the cha-cha coconut.
Well, I think the humans love it as much. Mm-hmm. So we always get, well, I love your treats. They're so good, and they taste so great.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, did you share any with your dog? Because that's why you bought them. But they are great.
They're all so good, I gotta tell you.
And you have the crunchiness, so right?
Good. They have the crunchiness. And I'm telling you, when I have to bite into a cookie for her, because I mean different places have different things that they give us, and we always, you know, she always wants them because she's but those they're good for me to eat,
right?
I love them,
right? They are. And
as a pet parent, I have discerning taste myself in my treats that I eat for my pet.
And the chia seed's great for humans, mm-hmm. right? And so we talk about why is it so great.
When you first came on the show, I didn't even really know about chia seeds to you. Enlighten me on chia
it's
seeds.
It's funny. I can tell you, I can name the place that we tried to sell this product to when we first founded the company in 2012. We didn't really start selling our products until 2013. But we went to a few stores here in Florida as well as outside of Florida. And people are like, chia seed? Nobody knows what chia seed is. Nobody wants chia seed. And it was really explaining why chia seed is such mm-hmm. a great benefit for the teeth, for the coat, for the eyes, for the development of mm-hmm. the dog. And, you know, let's just say it's one of the biggest sellers for any product with chia seed in it is because it's great for their metabolism. It allows them to, the blood sugar, right? It keeps them sustained mm-hmm. longer. So dogs that are really starving and really going for their food, if you give them one of these treats, like give them a couple during the day or, you know, at least once a day, it really does help them not devour the food all at once. It really sustains their blood sugar and relaxes them. And a lot of people who have already pre-diabetic dogs, it's great for them, right? What happens when they have spikes?
I didn't think of that, yeah. I know that these are great midday treats for mine because, you know, like at 3, we go out and we sit out and they go out in the sun, they hang out, and I take them in the yard and we come back in and they have their treats. And I'm telling you, it holds them over till dinner because otherwise...
Right? It's great because it's almost like it's not necessarily that they feel full. Mm-hmm. It's more of what happens is it stabilizes them. Mm-hmm. So they're not having those spikes in their blood sugar.
They actually take a nap right after. I mean, they like it's like
cookie and nap time?
Yeah, cookie and nap time. It's like they take their little nap.
And you're like, that's good. That works for me. I can get a few things done. It works the opposite for us, and I see a lot of others that it's not necessarily the nap time, but it really does. They're not devouring their food. Mm-hmm. And they're eating less food, but at a normal pace. So, you know, a lot of people will buy the bowls that have the different dividers in it, so they slows them down. And I heard that works wonders. But what ours does is allows you not to have to do that. It gives you the ability to give a treat once a day, twice a day, and then the dog will actually be stable throughout the process and be able to eat at a normal pace.
It's like a healthy sort of... fiber gives them. And like I said, I didn't even know what any of this was about until you first came on my show. And we talked about it, and I was like, oh, and chia seeds. Now when I see chia seeds in anything, like in human, so I mean, I put them in my smoothies.
Right.
What do we say, though?
Don't overdo it.
I don't overdo it. I learned that too. Chia seeds, minimum.
We told you the story about how when we were first doing the testing on it and we overdid it, we thought, oh, good, we want to put more in because it's great for you. Well, it's not. It makes the dog go to the bathroom a lot. So we have the required amount in each treat. So even if you gave two or three a day, it's not going to impact them. We did this and we went through the testing. So we're all good. It's safe product. It's a great superfood. And I was even going to comment on Olive's coat.
Isn't she it beautiful? Looks,
honestly, and I know that you only do it once a day, twice a day and feed the treats, but she really does look great. Her coat looks beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, she's beautiful anyway.
Thank
but
you. We're a little biased here.
Just a little. She's like, don't look at me. Sorry, Olive.
Sorry.
Aw. But I think, honestly, you know, every time we come on your show and we get new subscribers to our website or someone buying our own products because they've heard us on your show, it's because we're able to come here and tell everybody that, you know, we have a product, we make it with love. And that's what it starts with. It starts with love. And the box that we delivered your treats in today with the 2 ounce, you'll see it says love on it, inspired pet
does.
Treats. And it truly is. We started with the love of our dog and we wanted to do something good. And it was creating a treat that is healthy. And we've took everybody's feedback and now have an amazing product that we're now global. We sell in Europe now. We have a distributor in Europe.
That's so awesome.
It really is. And, you know, it all started with an idea of let's do something good for our dog and make sure that she's getting healthy food and healthy treats. You know, we talk about, you know, people saying, oh, I don't give my dog treats because it's not good for them. And I do raw feeding. But there, you know, every benefit in here is in this tiny little treat. And it's less than 5 calories. It's 5 calories or less. And we create it so it's not as dense, it's not hard on their teeth, but it's crunchy enough that they get filled up when they eat the treat.
Well, and you know, and when I introduced you, I said that it's created with love and with passion. And I mean, I've known you for quite a while now, and from the minute I met you to now, when you're sitting in front of me, the same passion that and the love for what you're doing that you had from when we first met, which was
right,
you know, when you first introduced this to me, to now, it hasn't wavered. I mean, if anything, it's intensified because you're making a difference. I mean, you're making a difference in our pets' lives. You're making a difference in their health, and it's and also there's an awareness out there with what you've done. And I mean, it makes me happy to know that there's so many other people that are aware of it. And when I see your product in one of the local stores that I go to, and I know it's flown out of the store because I'll ask for it, and they'll go, "None." It makes, though I'm not happy about it, it makes me feel good to know that it's flown out of the store.
It does, and I love. We knew we had a company when we started getting reorders, right? And that's when we started making it out of our kitchen, and then we went to a commercial kitchen. We know that what we do is made out of love, but at the same time, we put all the right raw ingredients in there. They're premium product, and we sell it to the community so that they can get their hands on it and feed it to their dogs. You know, our focus is on the obesity of dogs, right? There's so much of it, but at the same time, there's a lot of dogs with that are pre-diabetic, or at the same time, we just want to keep our dog happy and healthy, and let's just face it. Any dog that is happy and healthy, what is it? The pet owner is happy, right? And it shows the dog they're happy, and they're playing a lot more, and they're not looking to have food 24/7 because they're eating our treats, and it really does carry over into the rest of their lives with the pet parents.
And like you said, when the pets are happy and when their pets are eating and when they're eating nutritiously, it always makes the pet parent happy because you have a sense of satisfaction and a sense of peace knowing that your pet's eating good food, and that's definitely what you offer. Now, one thing that, since we're heard nationwide, actually we're heard worldwide because we have listeners that are over in England, Australia,
awesome.
All over the place. We have a lot of listeners. Can you tell us, if someone wants, we can get it locally here. We're in Florida, and of course, I know where to purchase it. But for those who want to get it online, where can they go? Where can people go to get this?
So if you want to do it online, you can get it from our EinsteinPets.com website. We do ship internationally as well. There is a little bit more of a cost to it for the shipping, but we do send it overseas. But if you are somebody from Europe, you can buy it from Pet London. They are a distributor there.
That's so exciting.
It is, petlondon.com. And we're working, we have China as well and some other countries that we're working on.
We're actually
currently
in China too. We have some listeners in China.
Okay. See, that's amazing. And you can go through those distributors, but they also have shops. So you don't have to be a trade to the trade. You can be an end user and get it directly from them. Just ask for Einstein Pets. But then we also have it in the United States where you can go at any of the boutiques, right? Mm-hmm. We're in large and small boutiques nationwide. We have a distributor that we're with, LO Pet Supply. So if you're to the trade, you can go through them or you can go through wholesalepet.com, and we sell our products there as well. So they're our online distributor. And it's great because it's convenient. And then you can just, again, as I mentioned earlier, you can just go to our website, www.einsteinpets, and that's pets with an S.com. And you can find us on there. We have all the flavors. And we did launch, besides our 2 ounce, we have what we call the smart strips. For those that are looking for something more like jerky-like, mm-hmm. we have those available. And they're made with sweet potato and banana or sweet potato and cranberry. And we've actually been selling those like crazy that we're going to wow. production with them. We made a small batch earlier this year to see how it would work. And they're actually selling really well.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. So now it's great, and it's also, oh, no, you know, it starts getting really crazy.
I got to tell you, and for those of you who were winners, congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
During the holidays and during, I think it was Valentine's Day and yes. St. Patrick's Day, we had some great giveaways. We had some contests, and we gave away your treats, and we did them. You know, we did it special. Robert did beautiful designing.
Oh,
yes. And it was a holiday, and then we had a Valentine design and a St. Patrick's Day design, and we had giveaways, and the listeners of the show and the Facebook family that we have out there loved them. We had great response, and they loved it. So I have to thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful response.
It we was, love being part of it, so
yeah,
thank you.
It was a wonderful response. Definitely. We're going to have to do that again to get that out
well,
there.
Well, we're
so.
Working on a new treat for the holiday. It'll be Santa's Ooh. Helper still if you were to do Einstein Pets. But we also do the private label, which we've done for you for yep. Doggy Diva. But they're tinier. They're smaller, and they're really more of a baked Ooh. Crunch. And they're probably half that size, like one would fit inside one of the hearts that we make today.
Wow. Olive, I think that we might have to do that. What do you think?
I think that might be easier.
I think that's what we're going to do.
Oh, good.
Well, as always, I have to thank you, and you have brought us this great, I love this. Girls, we're so excited. I know, Olive's like, oh, I really didn't want to come by the microphone. I wanted to come by the treats.
Oh, because look at, yes.
But I've got the peanut butter and jelly time.
Let's talk about Super Zoo really quick.
Oh, Super Zoo, where you're
so,
going to be.
Yes, so we'll be at booth 1021 in the natural section. So any of the listeners that are part of the trade, because it's to the trade only, you can find us for Einstein Pets booth 1021 at Super Zoo. And it's from the 25th, right? 25th through the 27th. We would love to see you. Just come by and say that you heard us on the Doggy Diva Show. And if you're interested, we'd definitely give you a special above and beyond the show special that we'll offer at the expo.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we'd love your members to be part of it.
And we would love to have our members be part of it because it's such, the Super Zoo is so awesome. I mean, there's so much there. I mean, it's like the Mecca. It's like a great opportunity for a bunch of great animal people to get together. And I'm so happy that you're there. And it's booth 1021. And we'll have that up on the Facebook page.
Okay,
when we
great.
Promote you
great.
Being here.
Thank
we'll put
you so
that
much.
You're going to be, that's where you're
okay.
going to be so people can find you. And again, I thank you very much. Let's just give out your contact information again so people know.
Sure. So you can find us on Facebook as Einstein Pets. And again, that's pets with an S. And our website is einsteinpets.com. But we're also on Twitter as Einstein Pets. And we are on Instagram as at Einstein Pets. And we would love to have you follow us and check us out. And again, if you say you've heard us on Doggy Diva Show, let us know. There's always something special we like to do for people who are interested in our products. So we always add a little bit more love into each order that you place with us on einsteinpets.com.
Well, I have to thank you, and I wish you the best at Super Zoo. Have fun. Say hi to all of our friends.
I will. Thank you.
You always have a good time there, and I always get emails from people there. They tell me they see you there.
I know. That's awesome. I've met so many of your listeners. It's great.
It's so great. I love it. So, well, thank you. And everybody, you're going to have to – when is the release date? I'm sorry. July
20th. So we're going to launch this at Super Zoo. We've done some trial runs, but the release date will be shortly after Super Zoo. So look for August 1st. August 2nd, you should be able to see that you can buy this online from us directly.
Well, you're going to have to get them because I'm telling you, it's going into my little carrier here, and I'm going to put another one in my purse, and the girls are going to be so happy because they're going to be with us at all times now. So, got to get them. So,
thank you.
Kelly, congratulations on another genius idea, you and Robert, and so glad that
No pun intended.
No pun intended. so glad that you're part of the Doggy Diva family, and... Again, thank you very much, and I'm sure that we'll be seeing you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Coming up, a pet grooming brush that has many different uses. Stay with us.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, and we are so honored to have with us Lisa Jimenez. She's the CEO of Goddess of Gadgets and the creator of the award-winning pet grooming product, Bump It Off, and I know personally from my pets and Miss Olive, we love it, and they line up when I bring it out. They just love it. It's a wonderful product, and Lisa, welcome. Welcome to the Doggy Diva Show.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and about your amazing background?
Well, I've been in product development for about 25 years, and I had always been creating products for other companies under their brands and their names. And a couple years ago, I decided to do it for myself. I wanted to create my own products, own my own patents and my trademarks, and make things that made my life easier and the average person's life a little bit easier. So that's kind of under the Goddess of Gadgets umbrella, that's everything I do. I create simple solutions for everyday home health and family challenges. All products' origins come from either a challenge I had or that somebody I know had. And that's kind of how Bump It Off came into being.
Now, what was your inspiration for Bump It Off?
Well, I have a couple kids, and I have a son who he's almost 10 now, but this was a couple of years ago, and he was a little bit younger, and he would get huge grass stains on his jeans, and I had been doing laundry one day, and I was scrubbing it with this ridiculously small brush that was about the size of the head of a toothbrush, and I thought, you know, who has stains this small? This doesn't really work, and it was also causing a problem. When you scrub something too much, it starts to tear the fibers down in the fabric, and it actually ruins the garment. So I thought, well, there must be a better solution out there. And so I was looking at some other things that I had and started to develop it where I'd worked in the material. It's 100% silicone. I've made a lot of products out of it in the past. And I thought, well, this is great because this won't tear it, but it's also super strong, and you're able to scrub with it. And so that's kind of how it came into being. It had a number of, iterations along the way, and the two different textures that it has, because it has bumps on one side and a brush on the other side. just kind of came through the evolutionary process of using it. And then I discovered it doesn't just work for laundry. There's a million other things that you can do with it. And I have a cat, and she was very drawn to it. And all, you know, cats, dogs, everybody's pets love it. Every time I know she sees the orange one, she knows that it's spa day for Noelle and comes running.
It's true. As soon as you bring it out, they come to, I mean, mine line up. I have three little dogs, and they fight me. They're like laying on it because it, like, you know, one side is like a little massage side, and then the other side is like, and then mine are all short haired, and it's like a beautiful groomer. You know, and then, you know, it's great. I use, because I have the two, I also use it. I use it in the laundry, and then it also is great in the kitchen.
Yeah, you can, you know, first of all, it comes in a bunch of different colors, mm-hmm. so that you don't have to use the one that you're grooming your dogs with.
No.
You also
mm-mm.
use in your kitchen.
Yes, I know. They have their own, and then I have mine. Yes.
So yeah, in the kitchen, you can use it on, you know, pots and pans, fruits and vegetables, and depending on what it is, it just has, you know, each side has a different use. So if you have a pan that's like a grill pan and it has raised areas, the bumps are great for getting down in between that. But also the bristle side is so soft that if you're using it on your fruits and vegetables, you can clean things that are as delicate as mushrooms or strawberries. But if you have potatoes or yams and you need to scrub them, then you can use the bump side as well on that. And that, the other great thing about it is because it's made out of 100% silicone, it's antibacterial. So things, other types of brushes that are made of different materials or sponges that you may use in the kitchen become smelly after a while and they hold the bacteria. Silicone does not. It's non-porous. Super easy to clean. You can wash it with warm soapy water, or you can throw it into the top rack of your dishwasher and it comes out brand new.
That's exactly what I do. I throw it into the top of my dishwasher and it comes out perfect because I replaced my sponges. I don't even use my sponges anymore because I use this. I love it because it's perfect for the cleaning of the pots, the pans, and it, and the way you put it on. Why don't you explain the construction? Because the way you use it, it's just, I mean, people who've seen it at my house, they go, oh my gosh, what is that? And it's just to put it on is so, it's so easy to use. It's so unique the way that you developed it, the structure of it.
Yeah. So I call it a sleeve that fits in your hand. It's not a glove because it doesn't have finger holes. It's open on both sides. And that's for two different reasons. It's one, so that it's easy to clean and wash and you can't trap bacteria inside of it. Like if it was a glove made out of the same material, when you got down into the fingertips and things, you still would be very difficult to clean. This is open all the way through. But one side is slotted and one side has like little tubular holes. So you can put your fingers through them and the bump it off will either sit in the palm of your hand if you put your fingers in through the slotted side first. It slides down further onto your hand. And that allows you to put a little bit more pressure depending on how you're using it and what you're doing with it. If you flip it around the other direction and put your fingers in through the tubes first, then their fingertips are in an area that has a lot of flexibility so that you can concentrate on smaller areas. You can also hold it like you would a sponge as well and grip it from the outside and it stays in your hand that way. Also, a lot of times people that have problems with their hands and their wrists, whether they have arthritis or carpal tunnel, something like that, have a difficult time gripping something from the outside. So when you slide your hand on the inside, you don't have to grip it. It just comfortably stays in the palm of your hand. So there's a lot of different reasons for the design. Also, when it's wet, so if you're grooming your dog and you're using it wet, you can use it wet or dry, it won't slip out of your hand either. So that makes it a little bit easier to manage. And as much as your dogs love it, people also love it too on their body.
It is. It's a great
so you can
little
use
spa
it in the bath,
thing for
in the shower.
Us. Yes.
My son loves it and kids love it in general. because they're really bright colors and they think it's a toy and it helps them to get cleaner faster.
And it's a good exfoliant. Like if you're, you know, taking a shower and you're doing your legs, your arms or something, it's a great exfoliant, especially now in the summer where people are out, you know, outside and stuff. I think it's great.
Exactly.
And it's very light and comfortable. I mean, it's just very comfortable and easy to maneuver.
It's very soft and it feels really good. So the bump side is very massaging and the brush side is exfoliating and both will obviously clean. Then as you were saying, you know, for the summer, making sure your legs look good, everybody likes to use that. But the other thing is it has all these other crazy uses and people are always writing me and telling me of new things they've discovered. And one of the things that they've discovered for this summer is if you have sand stuck on your feet or any of your stuff, if you come off the beach, that it brushes it away. So I know it's always a problem. I'm here in LA at tracking sand into my car when we walk off the beach because it's all stuck all over your legs. And this just brushes it right off. And so it makes it super easy to, you know, just kind of remove the sand without tracking it around. Also in the summer, it's great for cleaning your barbecue grill. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at my website or any of my social media, but I try to post new little videos every day. So there's one out there of me scrubbing my barbecue grill, cleaning some boots that I wore to my son's soccer game a couple months ago when they were all muddy. Suede boots came out perfect.
Wow.
You know, didn't even have to use anything but water and the bump it off. So it has a lot of different cleaning uses, you know, and then again with the pets, I know here I have pet fur everywhere. And so the brush side of the bump it off actually just lifts it right off my sofa. If it gets on my clothes, it comes right off. The nature of the silicone is it's a little on the tacky side naturally. And so everything just kind of clings right to it, and then it's easily washed off.
And that's what's so good. And everything, and you can get the hair out of it really quick if you're using it as a grooming tool. And then it washes so easy. It's not like it's just so easy to use. And whether it's for a mommy and me thing, I call it my little mommy and me thing because I have one, they have one. And the fact that you have a color, I mean, they're all different colors so that you know what's for what. I think you kind of thought of everything.
Again, try to make life a little easier. That's
my
goal. Simple solutions. I don't do anything high tech. These are just super simple things that just, you know, make life a little bit easier every day. That's what I try to do.
And we're all about that. We love it. Now, Lisa, for people who want to learn more about you, more about Bump It Off or more about your products, where can they go to learn more about you guys, what you're doing?
My website is goddessofgadgets.com, and there's also all my social media links that are on there. So, you know, you can see us on Instagram and Twitter, and I have a bunch of fun videos on YouTube for all different kinds of uses. So, yeah, for everybody, they just want to check us out there. And they can also purchase Bump It Off on goddessofgadgets.com. There's a little shop there. And we are launching into, we're in a number of small pet retailers around the country because we were the Super Zoo first prize winner for best grooming product.
Yes, congratulations.
And thank you. So, yeah. So, and then we're going to be launching in a few other places here in the next couple of weeks. So we're very excited about that.
That's great. And it's, and for anyone who's out there looking for something convenient, something, a great, easy tool for you to groom your pet with, and also to make your life easier in your own everyday, daily duties that you do for yourself, as well as your pet, I'm telling you, Bump It Off is your answer. And Lisa, you're doing everything to make our life easier. I love your YouTube videos. I love looking at what you're doing. I'm going to be following you. And hopefully you'll come back on because you're going to be talking about more stuff that you're doing.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. And again, congratulations. And have a great day.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of the Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.